I think I'm on. Yeah, I gotta be using my big boy voice. It's good to see you all this morning. I like the transition here, more towards the center of the sanctuary. It feels a little more comfortable for whatever reason. Good morning. As you probably know, this is a new class starting off this week. The name of the class, Your Walk with God, is a community project. So that's what's going to be taking place here for, I think, 12 or so weeks. There's another class going on as well. There's a membership class over there. So if we talk about Your Walk with God being a community project, it's good to understand what that community is, what it means to belong to the community. So I think looking at the survey here, you know, I think most people are probably in the spot they want to be. But if you haven't been through the membership class, or if you're kind of thinking, you know, we talk a lot about that here, why do we talk so much about that? Definitely membership class would be a great place to be this morning. What we're going to start with this morning, just to kind of lay out where we're going, is we'll pray here, seek the Lord's help as we think these things through together. And we'll have an opening discussion. You can see it on your handout there. Just a couple of questions to kind of get into gear and think about what we're thinking about. Those are kind of meant to be a baseline and just kind of see, okay, what do we think coming into the class? And then what do we then think after the video? So you have a little bit of an advantage because you have the answers further down your sheet. But those questions are intended to be kind of, what do we generally think with this, or what's our thought process coming in? So that time will be just kind of where we're at before we take some time to consider it further this morning. So we'll spend a little bit of time getting rolling with that, and then we'll have a video for 25 minutes with Paul Tripp, and he'll do a good job of informing us on why community is important. And we're going to talk a lot today about the gospel and how that comes into play here, and he's going to kind of diagnose a problem that we have often when we think about the gospel. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and pray so we can get started, and I'll quit telling you what's coming, and we can go ahead and just get down to it. The last thing that we will do after the video, though, is that we will discuss the video together, and we're gonna major on those three discussion questions. So, anyhow, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together, Lord. We thank you and want to praise you for your work on our behalf in Christ, Lord, and how you have sent Christ to redeem a people, and you have called the people, and you have made us a part of that people if we are trusting in you, Lord. We pray and ask that you would help us to grow in our understanding of community in the coming months, that you would grow in our understanding of the gospel and its applicability to the here and now, and not just to the past or to the future, Lord. We ask that you would open our eyes to truth, Lord. We know that we are weak, and we are often blind to things, Lord. So we pray that you would use this time, and you would use each other to open our eyes to the areas that we are blind. We pray that you would help us to treasure Christ and have joy in our relationship with him, Lord. And last, we just want to thank you once again for your wisdom, your manifold wisdom in the church, and that you have created people and you have brought us together to care for and disciple one another in our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm sorry, we'll do a couple minutes here. I didn't set you guys up real well for that. So we'll do our discussion and then we'll hop into the video. So what is the connection between everyday relationships and the work of God? Connection between everyday relationships and the work of God. This is open-ended, so.
Well, I think it's very important how we do that. God works in us. When we interact with other people, show this love, that we are
Yeah, we interact with others. We show them love as we are loved. So you need other people to be able to communicate love. You need other people to be able to interact with to do that. Definitely. Yeah, Christ has given us a purpose, and he's kind to use us in our relationships with one another, and he's kind to use us to minister to one another. Despite our weakness, we are able, through his empowerment and through the work of the Holy Spirit in us, we're able to encourage one another, to exhort one another. Yeah, I think that hits a couple pretty good things there. And then, what are the present benefits of the work of Christ in your everyday life? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, God shows us our error, particularly in relationships and when we err against one another. Maybe one more benefit, and then after that we can dig into our video. Yeah, so Christ is able to make things purposeful for us. Everything, you know, working with children, there's great purpose in that because of the gospel and our service to children and our discipleship or evangelism to children. Cool. I think we have a pretty good baseline, but I think Paul Tripp can definitely help us think more about these things as well. So we'll go ahead and we'll watch the video. You can settle in. You can take some notes. You hopefully have a handout that you can take some notes with. And then we'll regroup here in a little bit and go through our discussion questions. Well, Paul Tripp has an ability to use humor to kind of get at some things that are a little bit hard to approach. So I really appreciate that about him. He's able to use humor to kind of get at some of that, some of the sin that we deal with that would be a little bit harder to approach if he wasn't making use of humor there. So I definitely appreciate that about him. And definitely some of his sermons that I've listened to as well are really helpful. Sermons, just a keen understanding of our hearts and how to apply the gospel to our hearts. So for our discussion questions, okay, sounds good. Thank you guys for being with us this morning. Before we do the discussion questions, we'll do our key points. I'll just read those so we can just take a moment to consider them. Christian lives will be ineffective and unfruitful when the benefits of Christ are not grasped for daily living. So our lives are ineffective and unfruitful when we're not grasping the benefits of Christ for daily living. I think as we think about that too, if we're not treasuring Christ. So sometimes we can focus on the benefits of Christ, but we lose sight of Christ and our union with him and the importance of treasuring him as well. So I think if we're not grasping his benefits, if we're not treasuring him, our lives can be ineffective and unfruitful. And he's pretty clear it's Christian lives. You know, this is not not just the people with the black t-shirts that have trouble, as he referred to. This is all of us. It's not like a first class or a second class type of deal. And then the second point, the wrong things rule our hearts when we forget that our identity is in Jesus Christ. So with our discussion questions, the first two questions, I think, unpacked key point A, and then the third question will unpack key point B. So for the first question, as Christians, we can easily misunderstand or forget about the benefits of Christ's work in the here and now. How common is this experience, and how does it hinder our ability to live as children of God in a fallen world? Yeah. So, I think this is and can be a common experience. It's, I don't think it's something where we go through, you know, weeks and it's like, oh, everything is great and I'm living out this fruit of faith, as you referred to. I think we fall into the ditch pretty often as we forget or misunderstand the benefits of Christ's work. And yeah, that can have an impact on our witness, because then people aren't seeing, you know, that there's something different about us. Now, when we fail, if we confess that to others and testify to Christ, I think those failings can be an opportunity for people to see that, hey, we're not perfect, but this person has a hope, and this is who they're hoping in, and then we can still extol Christ to others. We can still lift up Christ in that. Definitely. So yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that one, but maybe I'll allow other people to share and circle back. Go ahead, Steve. Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I think it's more common than uncommon. Just, yeah, so it's more common than uncommon. At least that's what I found for me. So, since this is more, common than uncommon, how does this hinder our ability to live as children of God in a fallen world? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we're working on answering that second part of question one. How does this experience of misunderstanding or forgetting the benefits of Christ's work, how does our experience of forgetting those things impact or hinder our ability to live as children of God in a fallen world? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so kind of speaking to Second Peter, you know, if you get into verse 5, it says, "For this reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with these qualities." And these qualities are the qualities that Paul Tripp is putting before us from Scripture to say these are the things that should be ruling our heart. And I think if you look at "for this very reason," it's because of what he's talked about in verse 3 and 4. In 4, he talks about becoming partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. So, because we are partakers of the divine nature, because we have been united to Christ, we have escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. So Marcia, you're talking about our new nature. So sometimes we're showing our new nature and sometimes we're showing our old nature. And when we're operating out of our old nature, that's going to definitely hinder our ability to live as children of God, to act that out in our lives and before the world. Yeah, I think it's good to examine ourselves. It's good to be, you know, we're all here to examine one another in a helpful way too. As we get deeper into the class, it's important for us to examine ourselves before the Lord, seek His help, so that we can see areas where we are not thinking of our identity in Christ and we're operating more in our old nature. But as we go through the class, we'll see that, you know, we often need each other too, because we don't always see things. He talked about having that hole in His gospel, and it was a pretty big hole. He's like, I know the past of the gospel, that the Lord has saved me. I know that I'm going to be with Him in the future. But he forgot the present and what the Lord is wanting to do now. And we often need each other to examine one another. And so as we go about the class, we'll talk about what the nature of relationships are. And in some ways, it feels intrusive. that the Lord calls us to examine one another. This is done in love, clearly. This is something that we do to love one another, but it can be something that's pretty direct and forward compared to the way our culture operates. And I think even, I don't know, I feel like as Nebraskans, we're maybe a little bit more private even sometimes than other folks, but maybe we're all Americans or we're all humans and we're all the same. How is this experience common, or how common is it? And then how does it hinder our ability to live as children of God in a full-on world? Any more thoughts on that? Go ahead, Janelle. Yeah, definitely. It does for me feel like there's a snowball effect, you know. And if I'm considering my identity, that's gonna, you know, hopefully snowball, and I'm able to live out my identity in the Lord. But if I'm saying yes to sin, it tends to snowball on me. So all of us have times in our Christian lives when we are ineffective and unproductive. So we've kind of just established that. So what might these moments look like, and why do they happen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think you're hitting why they happen. They happen because we lose our focus on Christ. So I think that's a big part that we underlined, is we forget about our identity. They happen because we're still struggling with the flesh and the here and now. So in the present of the gospel, the Lord has done a new work. We walk in newness of life. He has regenerated us, given us a new heart that is able to love Him, and love Him truly. You know, we are still operating from the flesh. We are still prone, because of the effects of sin, we're prone to forget the truth. I think that's definitely part of why these things happen. Go ahead, Holiday. Yeah, we can. I think that's a great example of an example of what these moments might look like. You know, it might be something where we're really in tune to everyone else and what they're thinking of us, and then our identity is not in the Lord and you or I being a child of God, but our identity is in what other people think of us. And I think he talked in the video, he's like watching other people like a hawk, you know, and you know, that definitely steps on my toes a little bit there, for sure. So yeah, that I think that's definitely a good example of what these moments might look like. You know, Janelle talked earlier about parenting and just, you know, all the, you know, the conflict that comes with caring for children. And I think I've been in just a little bit different week for me, where I've been kind of wearing a little bit more of the mom hat, trying to anyway, than I normally do, and just experiencing just how many of those conflicts are there and just how much happens, and just a lot of requests. So I think that's been an opportunity for me to see, okay, where's my patience at? Am I understanding the Lord's patience with me, that I am then able to extend that patience to my children? Or am I not understanding the Lord's patience with me, and then being more curt with my children? And I think, you know, I've seen both this week. I've seen times where I wasn't patient, and I've seen times where the Lord in His kindness reminded me of His patience with me, and by His Spirit empowered me to extend that patience to them as well. I know you talked about peace. Go ahead, Janelle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great point to point out that these moments are often small, and they're often only seen by the by ourselves on the interior, or seen by the Lord who knows our heart. So we have, we have plenty of opportunities throughout the day to call out to the Lord and ask for His help. Lord, help, help me to understand my identity. Help me understand how the gospel, Your love for me in the gospel, then impacts this situation, impacts this day-to-day experience, impacts this little thing and the big things, as well. Yeah, maybe real quick. Yeah, definitely. So when we're talking about these things aren't the things that are natural to us, and they're things that we need to rely on the Lord to be able to work within us to produce these things for us. I mean, that's a point that I think we can't underline too much, for sure, because we don't want to get in a point where we read these benefits here in this passage and think, okay, I'm supposed to have brotherly affection, I'm supposed to be self-controlled, and then try and in my own power achieve that. That's not what we're talking about. And if we do that, we have a misunderstanding of the gospel in the here and now. And said we've gone to our own performance and our own works on that. I'll read I think we're running low on time here. So, let's just take a brief look at this third question. It says, when we forget that our identity is in Christ, wrong things will start to rule our hearts. In what ways might we start to shop horizontally in the world for wrong things, and how dominating can they become? Can we clarify the question? Does what he's saying there make sense? So we forget that our identity is in Christ, and then wrong things will start to rule our hearts. This can be a multitude of things. I think Holiday had a good example for us of, if we forget our identity in Christ, it could be that other people and their opinion starts to rule our hearts, and that's what I'm seeking and that's what I'm going after. People pleasing is then kind of my idol and what's ruling my heart instead of the Lord's rule in our heart, and instead of these qualities ruling in our heart. And I think so just kind of to have that question kind of clarified so you kind of know what that one's about. If you understand the question, I think we all have experience with how dominating those things can become. Small things can really, and yeah, go ahead, Steve. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so we can look in the world and we can look towards comfort and things that we might think as more worldly, but we can come in the church and look to our service and look to things that seem more seem better and are in themselves good things, but depending on why we're doing them can really be just, it's sin, it's wicked. Yeah. Any other thoughts on that, Steve? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, so I think it's really helpful to consider that category. And I think especially for, I think we're all struggling with shopping horizontally in the world, but I think for us, it's good to think of that category of in the church as well. So then you have a few questions of personal application, and those, I'm going to guess that most of the time those will be things that you can take home and you can consider on your own. Those get a little bit more personal. I know even our discussion questions are personal, so I appreciate everyone sharing and coming together and talk about those. But you can work through those. on your own. And then another passage from Colossians that's helpful to consider. It talks about how we are to keep our mind on the things above with Christ and how that impacts the here and now as well. So thank you guys for kicking off here this week. I neglected to bring the DVD, so I think next week with the DVD we'll have a little bit better video quality than we had this morning. But let's go ahead and pray and just ask for the Lord's help as we take this material into the week. Lord, we thank you that there are implications of your work in the here and now, Lord. We thank you that because of Christ and our union with Christ, we have life now, and we have the opportunity to live out that life in the here and now. As we consider these things, we thank you for a diagnosis of the problem that we have, Lord, and opportunity to think about that this morning together. Pray as we move into the coming weeks as we see how to apply your gospel more and more to our situations, that we can truly live out the life that you have given to us in Christ. We pray that you would help us to depend on you, to call out for help in this, to walk by the Spirit in this, and to not try and do these things in our own flesh, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.